The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. What I thought I'd do here with you this morning is tell you a little bit about our first reading from the first book of Samuel, because we're going to be hearing from 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel every day, and the first reading from the Mass for almost four straight weeks. And so from time to time, I really want to tell you about these very important books. Samuel, moreover, he's one of the most important people in all of God's plan. What Samuel did was he established the kingship in Israel. Very important task. Before Samuel, Israel was governed by a group of people that were known as judges, but this was never God's plan. It was Samuel who anointed the first king, King Saul. Samuel was the one who went to Jesse and had him point out his youngest, who was David, who he anointed. And it was on the kingship of David that God made a promise. This kingship would last forever because it was established in Christ Jesus himself. One of the most important people in all the Bible, but the thing I want to tell you about here today, Samuel is also sometimes known as the first prophet. Now, what's a prophet? Most people think a prophet is somebody who foretells the future. And although it's true, sometimes prophets will speak oracles of the future, this is not the primary identity of a prophet. A prophet, first and foremost, is someone who speaks God's message. A prophet is one who stands up and says, "Thus says the Lord," and the words that follow. Sometimes a prophet does foretell the future, right? But if they do, it has one purpose and one purpose only: to tell people how they're supposed to live right here and now. You could say that the primary duty of a prophet is just to remind people that God is real, present, and active, even at this moment. That's what a prophet does. Now, by the fact of your baptism, you are a prophet of God. No exaggeration, no metaphor. Why? Because Jesus Christ came to proclaim God's message. And the fact that you're baptized into him, you are called to proclaim his message as well. And don't let that overwhelm you. It's really very simple. Just tell the truth. Always and everywhere, with as much love as you possibly can in your heart, bearing witness to God. And you're acting as a prophet. You are called to bear witness to Christ and to speak God's message in this world, and there's not enough people answering that call, so you're desperately, desperately needed. Now, the good news here is that you don't have to do this on your own. Before God gives you a task, God always forms you for the fulfillment of that task. He never gives you a mission without first training you for the mission. Now, Samuel acted as a prophet, and what you hear in the first reading is a little snapshot of the training of Samuel in being a prophet of God. And the message here today is the same training that God gave to Samuel to make Samuel a prophet God gives that same training to you. Three things. Okay, three things. First of all, he keeps them close. Number two, he listens to the voice of God. Number three, he perseveres. This was Samuel's training, and this is your training as well. First of all, Samuel stayed close to the Lord. He slept in the temple. I don't recommend sleeping in the church. Our cleaning crew wouldn't like it, right? But what does it mean to stay close to the Lord? What does it mean to stay close to the Lord? It means to pray, and to pray regularly, and to pray every single day. Number two, it means to receive the sacraments faithfully, devoutly, with as much love as you possibly can in your heart. Number three, it means to live a moral life. Identify sin, get rid of it. Strive to live every virtue you possibly can. You can't make God come close to you, but you can dispose yourself to receive him when he's ready to give a gift. This is how we stay close to the Lord. This is the first step in the training of a prophet. Here's the second. Samuel listened. You and I need to listen as well. This is probably the most important step of all. You know, in this reading, here in the first reading, Samuel, you know, kept saying, "Here I am, Lord, here I am, Lord, here I am, Lord." And, you know, Eli, he was like, "Go back to sleep. God hasn't spoken yet." But he listened, right? This is the thing that you want to remember. You are, at this very moment, being formed by whoever you listen to. No voice in this world that you listen to has a neutral effect on your soul. So please ask yourself this question all day long. Who are you listening to? Because that voice is forming you. You listening to the voice of the secular world? It's forming you. Secular world says your value as a human being is based on three things: what you have, what you do, and what you make. If you don't have very much, if you don't do very much, and if you don't make very much, this world doesn't value your life. Witness the elderly and the unborn if you doubt my words. What does God rather tell us? It says, "You are my child. I formed you from the foundation of the world. You are precious to me, and I love you." Whose voice are you listening to? Another voice people listen to all day long. Voice of the news media, who are striving to divide us against each other. And they're doing a great job, because people are listening, right? They strive to take entire groups of people, label them, and pit them against each other. Race against race, man against woman, class against class. It's a demonic division, one person from another. And one of the reasons why we're so divided is we got a lot of people who are listening to that voice. Don't you do it. If you don't listen, they don't have power. Remember that. One of the worst voices people listen to is an internal monologue. Now, I've mentioned this before. An internal monologue all day long in your heart, and you're listening to it. What's that monologue telling you all day long? Things like, "You're stupid, you're lazy, you're not good enough, you're too fat." All these things. People listen to that voice. Is that God's voice? No. It's not God's voice. Why are you listening to it? Remember this. You are formed by the voice you listen to. So what we want to do is listen to God's voice, and it's really not that difficult. Listen to the voice that our church teaches, as explained in the scriptures, as lived out by the lives of the saints. That's the voice that we want to listen to. And that's how God forms us to speak in his name. That's the second. Here's the third. Samuel perseveres. He gets up again and again and again. And you and I, we need to persevere. You're going to fall. You're going to trip. You're going to feel like you want to quit. You know, morally speaking, we're very weak. We're, maybe you could liken us to a soap bubble or a piece of peanut brittle. Very easy to pop, very easy to break. Whatever happens, remember, perseverance is an essential component in being an effective minister and speaking in God's name. Even if the very heavens and the earth should melt away before you, don't you ever quit. And if you keep the Lord close, listen to his voice, and persevere no matter what, God's going to work through you. God's going to speak through you, and you are going to help a lot of people by speaking the only voice in this world that's worth hearing, the voice of your Creator, who created you and loved you. A little message now today from our first reading from the first book of Samuel. Samuel allowed God to form him and he established the kingship in Israel. Allow Christ to form you, to establish his reign and his love in your heart and in the hearts of those you love. Amen.